Welcome to the Hypnotic Beast Podcast. I'm Hypnobeast, a creative guide and hypnotherapist, with over a decade of experience helping people relax, transform, and tap into their inner selves. This is a cozy space for guided journeys, imaginative transformation, and maybe a little magic along the way. Now we're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine a hypnotic enforcer for those new goals and resolutions in your life. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions, and your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. New year, new you. At least that's what they say. Perhaps you have a New Year's resolution or a goal you want to achieve. Perhaps Hypnobeast referred you to a friend for life coaching. Just imagine yourself going to the office of your new life coach. You may feel a little intimidated, but the referral came from Hypnobeast, and you know Hypnobeast would never steer you wrong. After looking at the directory at the entrance, you find the office in a nondescript business complex. You hesitate a moment before going in, looking down the hallway to a window overlooking the office park. You see trees lining the nearby street. You read the nameplate, Life Force Coaching. You go inside to find an empty waiting room. It is small with only a few seats and a TV. The TV is already on and showing a video about the life coaching experience. A sign hung on the doorknob of an inner door reads, Coaching in Progress, Please Wait. You sit down in one of the chairs, finding it rather comfortable for a waiting room. You idly watch the video playing. Let's focus on your breathing for now. One of the easiest ways to gain control of your mood is simply to take deep breaths. Allow yourself to settle more deeply into the support beneath you, becoming more comfortable and at ease. As you breathe deeply in, hold it for a moment and slowly breathe out. You can close your eyes on one of those deep breaths, you'll know the one. In a relaxed manner, you can remain focused on my voice and allow everything else to fade into the background. Because those sounds are unimportant, they can only take you deeper. Your attention may drift away from the sound of my voice, but the subconscious is always listening, and you'll sense when it's time to return to my voice in an effortless way. Allow your focus to drift downwards. You can get a sense or imagine moving downward or sinking into your support. You start to zone out as you watch the video. It's full of inspiring quotes like, you can make it and you are a survivor. The quotes seem to fade in and out hypnotically, and you can feel a lightness in your chest, as you do feel slightly like you can make it. You can feel relaxed as groundedness and calmness spread from this place to your feet. With every hypnotic pulse, feel your mind becoming empty of worries and distractions. Permit yourself to feel relaxed. From your toes to your heels and ankles, spread upwards to your legs, allow an even greater sense of positive, soothing energy. You may feel the soothing comfort spread from your shins and calves to your thighs, as if you were wading in blissful serenity, feeling nothing but comfort in your legs. Allow this peacefulness to begin to guide yourself into trance, as you get a sense that your hypnotic conditioning from the pulsing video is growing stronger. With every breath, a gentle something sends a warm and nurturing sensation all over your body. From the thighs to the hips, the belly and lower back, and a more profound calm begins to form. As you make your way through this supportive and secure place, you can allow an even greater calm to spread across your chest and upper back, allowing each and every breath to become more effortless and easy. You can trust and take pleasure in the process of letting go, for now, if only for a moment, and accepting peace and serenity into your heart. As your mind becomes absorbed by the undulating positivity and inspiration of the video, you can relax even more now. You can allow your neck and shoulders to loosen up and relax as you ease into comfort. You may even find or just imagine a position that's just right for relaxation as you recline into deeper rejuvenation and comfort. With every breath you take in this place you choose, the rejuvenating comfort doubles. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each and every number I count, allow yourself to drift down into a receptive state between wakefulness and sleep. Feel your body drift down as you settle closer to sleep and settle more deeply into your support. With each number I count, you drift into a deep, blissful slumber. Starting with 10, starting that descent downwards into blissful sleep, it's time to drift down now. Every change takes you deeper. 9. Your mind slips into calm serenity. It pulls you down peacefully. You just grow more comfortable on the throne of enchantment. 8. You drift deeper into trance, deepening this safe place. 7. Your breath deepens and something stirs in your bones. It's peaceful tranquility. 6. Allow the beauty of this place to guide you into a satisfying trance. It's okay to zone out and let your mind relax. 5. A warmth arises. You can feel a flicker and a flame, perhaps a radiance. You can feel your inner light deep within you. 4. You feel your body drift deeper, deeper downward, deeper asleep. 3. You have the power within you. Allow for now the idea that you could do anything. This is your place of power, a place to relax. 2. You are the master of the energy inside you. Drift deeper into peaceful slumber. 1. So very close now, going 10 times deeper, becoming that much more open to positive suggestions. And 0 is deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis and with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. The door opens and your coach arrives. You don't even notice as their previous client leaves. All you can sense is the overwhelming presence of your new coach. Imagine someone you could look up to, someone slightly intimidating, yet someone you'd never want to let down. This coach is much bigger than you are, far more taller and bulkier, and whenever you meet, they look down at you. They have an air of authority, a piercing gaze that seems to look directly into your soul. One that can sniff out any lie or self-deception. Looking into your coach's eyes, you can never try to weasel out of obeying his orders. Especially ones you've agreed to do. Coach's all-seeing eyes know everything about you and everything you'd like to hide. However, coach always sees your inner goodness and your potential to be much more than you already are. Coach is firm, but will always be on your side. Get a good sense of your personal coach now, someone authoritative that you can't say no to. See them in your mind's eye. Are they attractive? Do they have any physical quirks? Get a sense of their imposing figure. What do they smell like when they loom over you? Do they give you treats when you do a good job? What do those treats taste like? What does it feel like when coach pats you on the back? What about their voice makes you want to do what they say? When they shake your hand, you can feel a strong, authoritative grip. Welcome to the program, they say. Come into my office. You follow the coach into their office and sit down on a chair opposite a large desk. Here at Life Force Coaching, we ensure that every client reaches their goals, they say. You talk about your goals, real actionable things you can do to get closer to where you want to be. Sometimes that means you have to take small steps, lower the bar until it's impossible to fail. If it feels too easy, you've chosen wisely. Do a fraction of what needs to be done on your schedule. It's okay to start and stop, taking that first step, opening that page or program, writing the first words, doing the first problem is a great beginning. Sometimes it's easier just to think of that next step rather than all the steps you need to take. Coach nods approvingly at every step. Always be clear in your intention. Big goals drain energy, clear goals give it. Instead of something vague like be healthier, choose a specific action like walk for 10 minutes after lunch. Coach likes it when you perform for him, not when you daydream. Anchor your goals to existing routines instead of forcing yourself. Same time, same place, same cue. Coach knows how to train you. If you mess up, just keep going. Don't kick yourself or play catch up. Just resume where you left off. Coach does not allow shame. Shame kills momentum. Make the goal a part of who you are. Who are you as a person who achieved their goal? A healthy eater? A writer? Someone who walks? Coach likes who you are becoming. Reward yourself for the effort you put out, not just the results. Coach knows how hard you've tried and loves it when you make the effort. When you need a little motivation, feel Coach's overwhelming presence and their firm, authoritative hand on your shoulder as they look you in the eye and tell you you can do it, commanding you to move forward. Each and every time you feel like giving up or not putting in the effort, you feel Coach looking you right in the eye and commanding you to reach your goal, knowing that you can do it. Each and every time you feel like putting off that thing you need to do, hear the coach barking orders at you, telling you to move. You want to please Coach. It feels good to do as he says. Each and every time you accomplish a task getting closer to your goal, Coach rewards you generously. You want that reward. You live for that reward. It feels good to know you've pleased Coach and gotten closer to your goals. Become a person that makes Coach proud. They know you can do it. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5, bring you up and out of trance, but locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0, deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1, allow yourself to rise from trance gently. 2, feeling the world return and seeing yourself. 3, becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4, taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. 5, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wide awake. If you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful, please visit us at hypnobeast.com, follow the podcast, or book a one-on-one session. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Goodbye for now, my friend.